getting the empathy of what's involved, but then getting the skill set and then knowing how to troubleshoot and improve. Then once I felt like I have perfected systems and processes, then I knew that now I can pass the baton. I've gone through that time. I've gone through that pain. That could have taken months. That could have taken a year. Now that allows you to, you know what? Now I can go pass the baton. Now I can say no. And now I can bring someone else up. I can bring on a team member and educate him or her on how this is done and show how I've done it. And so they don't have to reinvent the wheel.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And today is a short monologue again, where I'm following up on what I stated on the previous episode that's just really been in my head a lot. Grateful for all the experiences I get in education from mentors and people I really look up to and the peers I work with. Yeah, a lot of gratitude every day for the team around me. And boy, do I love doing this show. And more and more guests will be coming on this year. And I just can't wait for these next few quarters to share the different guests that will be coming on and have come on. Just haven't released that recording yet. And I'm excited. So this podcast, though, as I was talking about quitting things and saying no to things, I'm going to put an asterisk on that. And again, just showing the discoveries and experiences I've had and how it's applied to me. And if this resonates for you, I really hope it creates a lot of value. Today's episode is titled Earn the Right to Quit Things, Earn the Right to Say No to Things. And what I mean by that is that I'm not just saying just go out. Something I really struggled with when I was working at the telephone company as an outside plant design manager in my early 20s, I had 30, 40 projects going on simultaneously. I was becoming a proficient project manager. The part that I really struggled with is that it was hard for me to delegate. I could not delegate. I had to handle it all myself. I wanted things done perfectly. Now, thank God I had great teachers there within the management engineers that work there. They had such experience working in the telco industry. You can't get that kind of education in college. These guys and girls learn through internally through Bell Labs, SBC, AT&T, Pacific Bell, Nevada Bell. Just the type of education training they got was all in-house. And so I was very grateful for everything I learned. So I got a team, definitely reached out to good managers to teach me how to do outside plant design, how to work with maintenance and construction management, all those different areas. And it was just such a phenomenal education. The area I really struggled, though, was learning how to delegate. I told my boss, I am really struggling on how do I delegate, right? And that was quite some time ago. And a lot of areas, I'm a quick learner. Delegation took a long time. But I can tell you by learning how to pass things on and pass created huge shifts for me personally. But I also do want to put on asterisk is that when I say no and say to quit things is understand what your skill sets are. And if you excel in a certain area, you're really good, you're really efficient at what you do, that doesn't mean just pass it right off before you learn that area. For me, there's a lot of areas I'm not strong at. There's areas I'm very strong at. And so I'm very good when it's got my attention at project management. I'm very good at understanding certain environments, whether it's financially or engineering, seeing how things are and learning processes, asking the right questions, asking more questions so that I can troubleshoot pretty rapidly, and I know where to go. Some of the skill sets that I excel at. And what has worked for me personally is that I've learned, for example, when I first got in the insurance and financial industry end of 2008, I didn't know anything about paperwork. I hated paperwork. I didn't know anything about the industry. And so I would just delegate that a lot to people that would do the paperwork. And I'm like, man, why is this so inefficient? Why does it take so long for this type of life insurance policy to go through? Why is this taking so long for disability insurance? What is going on with these type of applications that time is no one's friend in many ways, especially when something that you could get today, you might not be able to get tomorrow because of health and wealth situations when it comes to like life and disability insurance. And what can I don't understand this process. I don't understand what's taking so long. And when I would ask these questions, I think it's why the financial insurance industry, I felt like hated me and still do it sometimes. You know, being an engineer, I ask a lot of questions. Now, I don't ask these questions to be confrontational. I don't do it to be right or wrong. I'm there to ask questions to learn so I can find a different way to play the game, how I can sharpen the saw and improve and be right for others. And so what I did a decade ago was like, you know what? I don't understand what's going on here. So I just need to get my hands, and I hate paperwork. So you know what? I'm going to learn how to do all these applications for life insurance. I'm going to learn how to do these applications for disability insurance. I'm not going to hand this off to a back office or other staff, even though they've been in this industry for 10, 20, 30 years. I'm going to do it myself. A, because now I can understand the pain that's involved. I can understand what's involved, what has to be collected, and the minutiae, the details, understand the process. And by understanding that process and going through it, like having those discoveries, being there doing it creates a lot of empathy. But then once you learn and understand the game, then it's okay. Now these are areas where I understand how I can use my skill set as a project manager, as an engineer, where I can start troubleshooting, change how this is flowing, change some processes, eliminate a lot of fat, and so that things can go through efficiently. And then I was finding that when, by me being heavily involved and changing the game a little bit, understanding how it's being done, doing it that way, not reinventing a wheel, but then starting to see areas, okay, I understand this game now. I'm going to come in, I'm going to change things up. And then what was taking months to get approved in certain situations, all of a sudden was getting approved within half the time frame and even shorter and getting more and more efficient. And but by getting involved directly and learning that I shouldn't say no yet because I didn't earn that right to say no, and by getting involved using my skill sets to create empathy, just be involved what's involved, asking a lot of questions, and quite often for the last 10 years, this happens all the time, especially with new relationships. We're on different insurance products, different financial products. It's, oh, no one's asked us this question before. No one's asked us that question before. We've never been asked that question before. And then, of course, down the road, when I'm working with people individually, my other companies, and I'm working with clients, it's, wow, no one has shown this to us before. How come no one has shared this with us before? And so for me, going through asking a lot of questions and getting like dirty and involved, and again, I can't emphasize enough, understand by having that, getting the empathy of what's involved, but then getting the skill set and then knowing how to troubleshoot and improve. Then once I felt like I was have perfected systems and processes, then I knew that now I can pass the baton. I've gone through that time. I've gone through that pain. That could have taken months. That could have taken a year. Now that allows you to, you know what? Now I can go pass the baton. Now I can say no. And now I can bring someone else up. I can bring on a team member and educate him or her on how this is done and show how I've done it. And so they don't have to reinvent the wheel. They don't have to go through the pain I went through. But now we've got some serious efficiency. What I know works for the team that's around me and what will work for them. But then also I can be a great teacher. I know what areas might be a hurdle. I can explain the context of it, the why, and just really give a really good explanation of all these things because I've been there and done it. And I know how to help. And then also, too, because I've been heavily involved in the past and I'm passing this on, I also can tell if just someone's not competent in this area, they just need, or they just are struggling in one section, I know how to help and I know how to pull them up. Or it also helps me find out what, whoever I brought in, whether it's a vendor, an employee, or a peer, whatever, if they're just bringing up excuses, I also know what's truth, right? I also know if I'm just being flat out lied to, and either someone just will never be competent at it. They don't have that skill set in that area, or I'm just flat out being lied to. And so I think that's, for me, what's worked out well is by me grinding and going through it creates the empathy. By me understanding it real well, ask the right questions, allowed me to troubleshoot, prove systems. And then finally, once I feel like I have perfected this area or near perfect, nothing's ever perfect. Now I know how to pass the baton and say no, quit things so that I can take on yet another new experience where I have to go deep and dig deep and see how to improve. But that was my asterisk for the previous episode is when I said say no and quit things, I don't necessarily believe if you're very strong and have a certain skill set in certain areas, I'm not saying no and quit things right off the bat and just pass it off to someone. I'm saying that once you understand it really well, and this is my experience, it might be different for others, but for me, if I understand things really well, now that's how I've earned the permission to pass this on to someone, delegate it, and I know what to look for. And I know how to tweak and improve things if needed. And I also know if I have someone who's competent and trustworthy. Now, I'll just talk about the government consistently seems to think that more money is going to solve problems. It's the same thing. Money is energy. It's just a medium of exchange. And you would think, yeah, rationally, deductive reasoning that, yeah, if you have more energy, you're going to be able to solve problems quicker. The problem is that whoever's that getting that money is not proficient at transportation. You just give that individual or team more money. That might not be the best use of that. That could be going the wrong way. You go give people who are not experts what they're doing a lot more money. That could be literally the gas pedal in the wrong direction. And it's just a waste of everyone's time and energy. And I think it's important that, I don't know how off I went on that little bit of a tangent, but it's just so true. And I think probably because I was just in a meeting yesterday, new fee, new bill being created by our city, which I understand the rash for project water management, stormwater management, and it's an issue that needs to be addressed. And it's always an area of where it's collecting more taxes, more fees, where maybe there's some areas that we can just create some more efficiency and tune some things. And I'm not bringing that up just to, it's just in my head. And so more money doesn't necessarily solve more problems. And I don't think we should just say no and delegate things until we become an expert in what we're doing so we have the ability. A couple other examples. I mentioned how I pass things off to a bookkeeper to handle it. How nice. But the fact that I grinded through it, and I had some really great mentors like my mom, who's an accountant, has been doing bookkeeping for 4 decades. So I really had a team to learn from. So I knew how to create a good schedule. So I knew how to structure things pretty well. But by being able to pass that baton, it's allowed me to ask the right questions. I know what to look for. I know who's a good bookkeeper and who's not a good bookkeeper because I've grinded through that monotony. And boy, I can tell you with accountants, bookkeepers, that is a unique skill set. It's a special skill set. And I appreciate the work they do. I grinded through it, and I'm so happy to be able to pass that baton. So that's one example. Same thing with CPAs. I've passed that baton to a CPA, but I grinded through it. So I know who's proficient, I know who's not. And also, it's nice that my time is freed up so I can focus on the things that I excel. But the fact that I grinded through it for a long time, and by the way, I still pay a lot of attention to different tax codes as part of what I'm involved with in this industry. The fastest way to create a lot of wealth is to reduce opportunity costs, and boy, do taxes create a lot of opportunity costs. And so I'm always paying attention to new rules that'll be coming down the pipe. And so I know how to ask the appropriate questions. I know how to steer different CPAs in different directions who are authorized to do taxes, but a lot of CPAs don't specialize in reducing tax liabilities. They're phenomenal auditors. They're phenomenal at doing books. They have a great skill set. And some have chosen to really focus on tax strategies as well. And so all my point is that when you're bringing a team around you so that you can say no to things and quit, I'm not saying that you shouldn't grind through it yourself and become proficient and get a good team around you so that you can learn and learn rapidly, go through it. And then now you know how, now you finally have earned the ability to say no and quit things. So that was just kind of my follow-up on the previous episode. I just wanted to share this short monologue with you on what was going on in my head. And I just felt that was something I should address. And I think that's it. Earn the right to say no and quit things. And then once you've earned that right, say no and quit things. And I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I love being a host on the show. I love doing this every week. And I just very excited to have a lot more guests coming on. And because that's when I'm having the most fun is when I get to have these conversations and listen and learn and hear what's being shared so that improves everyone listening to the show so they get a lot of value, creates a lot of value for me. And thank you. So thank you for listening. And I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.